to my iPad here for your request. Give me 1 second. I was on, and then I made this silly move to try to do something that I shouldn't have, and so now I'm back, and I'm on. Hi. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to our wonderful new Galaxy One class with Tom's machine. And here we go. Okay. Let me fix this up here. Why did this just stop? This should not have stopped. Why did this stop? Oh my goodness gracious. All right, sorry about this, guys, but it looks like my streaming stopped on my iPad, which is weird. So now let me just take a second. Sorry. Oh, I give up. Well, I don't give up, but I don't know why on this it's not showing. All right, let me try this one more time, okay? Tom. Station. Hi. I am here, and I'm logging onto my iPad here so I can see your request. I was actually early. Okay, here we are. Now we're all set. We're live and ready to go. I'm glad that you're all here with me. Let me get this thing set up so I can read your request. All right, so back to the top. We're going to start right. I'm going to start with using the knife today, okay? So first of all, let's get everybody all charged up. Bring the universal collective chi in through the top of our heads, charging our brains, our minds, our nervous system, our eyes, all our organs, glands, and whatever in the brain, including the nervous system around each ear. Yay, I can start to feel something moving in my head. Inside of my skull, and then bringing it down through the neck, back, it seems like today I've been a little bit on the tired side, but I got more sleep last night than ever. And I think maybe it was too much sleep, or I don't know. But I'm going to see how I feel after the class. So let's start right in with the request with, Karen. And let's start with Karen. That's 3 o'clock, closest to 3. So let's come down the whole spine. Let's work on your neck, Karen, okay? Karen Sulak from Chicago. Cervical 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then coming down the back, thoracic 1 through 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And this is going to deal with your whole spine and scoliosis and everything else. And lumbar 4 and 5. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so sleep patterns in the brain as well as thoracic 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way down the left side of the vertebrae for sleep. All right, Karen. And the person above Carolyn Johnson, let's open up the eyes, okay, for the floaters. So, BO 1, 2, 3, both sides. BO 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to the top of the head. All All right. The right frontal lobe for the head injury. So really what we want to do, all right, let's just take a moment and bring some common sense into the class for a moment. Here I've got this. I hate to stand right in front of it, but I don't have that much space on the screen. But let's bring up blood up into our brains, okay? So let's open up the carotid arteries. And the vertebral artery coming up through the spine, into the brain, into the basal artery here. Really getting the oxygenated blood, C5, the phrenic nerve, healthy blood, T1 through C8. All this blood coming up into our brain. And let's open up right away. Let's go with the olfactory nerve, Tom's newest point. For Galaxy One, in training, entangling our mind and brain with the universe. So that is gallbladder 8, cranial 1, entangling our mind with the universe. Bringing all that collective universal healing chi in again through the top of the head. Balancing our hypothalamus. Okay, let's go for the eyes. The sinuses. The brain injury on the right frontal lobe. Opening up all the facial arteries, opening up our sinuses, so cervical 1, 2, 3, 4, all the cranial nerves from one side of the occipital ridge to the other, the back of the skull, and let's open up the parotid glands, which will definitely help the eyes as well, okay? So, of course, our salivary glands. There we go. All right. It's better to get that strong bioelectric chi sensation, feeling, strength coming down into each and every one of us throughout the class. To start the class, then to kind of, what I was trying to do was make up for lost time because I had to go back onto my iPad and brush. It's not ever worth it to brush. All right, so the neuropathy for everybody with neuropathy, what we need to do is increase the circulation. So that is the brainstem. The medulla oblongata, heart, lungs, circulation, opening up the bioelectricity and hence the circulation to the hands and to the feet. Now, I have the original Galaxy One playing throughout the whole class today. Tom does have an updated version. And it's all good stuff. It really is. And then entangling, you know, while we're entangling our minds and brains with the universe, we can hold on to that healing energy, whatever it is that we're intentionally working on, by charging up the clips, right? That the lenses that have the ceramic and the tungsten in it. So these are very, very useful. We're going to charge it. I'm going to take this one, and I'm going to put it right on the machine here so it will absorb the maximum amount of the energy coming out. But you don't have to. If you have a clip right now, You will absorb all of the Galaxy One energy coming through you because everything is waves. Everything is particles and waves. And so it's everything, your body, your mind, your brain, your clips, whatever you have at home is absorbing all of this healing chi. Okay? All right. All right, so diabetes. So let's work on the pancreas here. Diabetes. T789 on the right-hand side pancreas. And from K22 down to stomach 21, opening up the vagus nerves in the front for a healthy pancreas, digestive system, everything for diabetes. Healthy pancreas. Feels good. All right, getting more blood up to the brain here. Okay, dokey. And so, sciatica. So this is for everyone with sciatica. Let's open up T7, right down to lumbar 1 through 5, and opening up sacrum 1, 2, 3, into both hips. The energy coming into both hips, bioelectricity, circulation, all of it into the hips, and releasing all the blockages. So the sciatica symptoms are gone. Alrighty. Okay, so let's move right along here. Let's work on, for Gwen, we're going to work on, we just did the sciatica, Gwen. We'll do it again, I'm sure. We'll do leg issues, circulation, opening up the entire body every time we work on anybody. And I said this yesterday at the Saturday class, and I just want to make sure everybody remembers, the chi is smart. It knows what to do. So you will feel it go to the place that it needs to attend to, so to heal, okay? And I've had so, I said yesterday during the class, I gave a specific example. I have so many examples of working on people where they feel the energy, the chi or whatever, the bioelectricity and everything else moving to the area of need, whether or not I even know, or sometimes whether or not even they know that that area is in need of healing. So the chi is always going to wherever it needs to go to heal us, okay? All right, so let's work on immune and autoimmune. So opening up bone marrow, T1, the thymus gland, lymphatic system, the skin, and the spleen, T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Of course, we're opening up T5, the heart as we're coming down through in the diaphragm, and then the vagus nerves as well. So healthy blood. The T cells attacking all bacteria, viral, toxic cells in the body, but not attacking our own tissue. That's the difference, okay, between a strong immune system and making sure we're getting rid of any autoimmune issues that where the T cells are going after our own tissue. We don't want that to happen ever. So that's the thymus gland, the boss of the T cells, the killer cells, all right? And then coming down through the front. Okay, dokie. So hold on one second here. Let me try to get this a little bit more centered. Thank you very much for your patience, everyone, today. So, and the bladder, okay, this is sacrum 2. So, but let's go with the kidneys, okay, our life force. So let's start with the brainstem, our life center, and come right down the spine, opening up T7, and then the kidneys at lumbar 2. Uh-oh, I need a new towel. Lumbar 2 for the kidneys, the ureter nerve, coming down to the bladder at sacrum 2. We all need healthy kidneys. Healthy, healthy kidneys, lumbar two, right down to the bladder. Okay, let me see if I can find a doll that doesn't, that I haven't pounded too hard. Oh, my God. Okay, here's a good one. All right, so low back also. So, okay, so again, every time I talk about lower back pain, I always talk about first making sure the whole trapezius muscle from the skull down to the waist is loose. So let's do that, and then coming down lumbar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, remember, let's work on the neck for a minute, because let's open up the trapezius coming from the skull on the right side down to the right shoulder, stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, out through the shoulder, down through the arm, because we all want to be relaxed, right? The more we relaxed we are from the neck down, the better everything flows down from there, so from the brain down. So for lower back, we want to make sure our neck is opened up. So see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, left to the left shoulder. There we go. And then coming all the way down to the lower back. I know it's a very stressful time. And so, oh, but on that note, I am doing a training on November 1st at 11 o'clock on Zoom, and I'll let you know how to do that as we get closer to it, okay? Don't worry, you'll be informed. I'll probably put something on Tongren Station about it as well. So don't panic, I will remind you, and there's plenty of time to find out. I just finalized, I'm finalizing the final steps of it before I put it out there online or anything like that. So, all right. So that's all great. So blue sky, happy hormones. All right. So this is important because our hypothalamus, the thing that's so great about Tom's latest Galaxy One recording is that he shows certain things, like he'll show the eye and then show the nebula, and he shows like through each organ or whatever how it's coinciding with a galaxy or the universe in some way. And it really is amazing, you know. Even when we get dizzy and we see stars, we are part of the universe. The universe is us. We are them. We are all connected. And it's really great. It's really amazing. And to think of the power behind this and the power to heal ourselves and each other is amazing, wonderful, and exciting. Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, yeah, happy hormones. That's why I started talking about this. Was the hypothalamus, our survival gland, GV22 and GV23. So let's release all these happy hormones, the serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, all the good hormones from the top of the head, GV22 and GV23. And also remember, the small intestine is releasing these, stomach or T7 all the way down to T8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Dum, 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 dum. So for bowel, let's open up T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. One lumbar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For bowels, for digestion, for a healthy stomach, and then in the front, from K22 all the way down to CV4 and CV6. And then for the healthy brain circulation, we want to open up the carotid arteries up through the facial arteries and the vertebral artery to the basal artery, and then just flushing the brain with good oxygenated healthy blood. All right. So for lungs, for your dad, we're going to be doing that, okay? And the macular degeneration, it's the eyes, but metabolism, replacing cells and all that. So let's work on metabolism right now for everybody to create healthy new cells no matter where you need them in the body. So brown fat, T1-2-3 on the right-hand side. Metabolism, metabolism, metabolism. And then the ghrelin hormone, our hunger hormone, T5, lumbar 1, 2, 3, more brown fat, C1, 2, 3, brown fat, brown fat, brown fat. Healthy new cells. Metabolism. Going to the eyes for the macular degeneration. Okay, kidneys we just did, bladder we did. Let's do heart for everybody right now for heart health, okay? So right from the brain stem, let's work on the heart. So brain stem, the medulla oblongata, heart-lung circulation, heart, 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 healthy heart, C5-6-7, the long thoracic nerve, coming down in between the scapula, T1 through 7, around through the heart and back up around again. T5 and K23. Blood pressure, heartbeat rate, healthy organ, all the chambers healthy, everything about it. All the parts of the heart and the pericardium on the right side, the long thoracic nerve as well. All right. So for that training, I don't know what I am focusing on is the brain with the mind and all the points. So it's both learning, it's an instructional and healing class. So, but you get the healing during these free classes too, you know. So it's primarily instructional. So you can learn how to do these points yourself. But hey, you're certainly welcome to join in if you're not a tapper per se. But all tappers are more than welcome. Everyone is welcome. Okay, so All right, so let's work with emotions right now, okay? Anxiety, stress, strain. So let's go to the right frontal lobe. To the top of the head. Connect up with the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. Opening up the whole right side of the brain. The yemen underneath the skull. Let's open up the parotid glands again on both sides. GB12 right next to the right ear over to the brainstem. So we're opening up the right side of the brain for emotions. Okay. And then for the lazy eye, let's again bring up from the facial artery to the eyes. VO123. Increased bioelectricity. Let's open again the olfactory nerve. which saturates the whole sinus cavity with bioelectricity. And that will definitely affect everything that we're looking for everything, for emotions, for eye strength, for, I get a lot of eye issues, you know, and sinus issues and hearing issues. So let's work on the ears right now while we're at it, okay? And that again is GB12 on both sides. The cranial 8 going to the middle ear, the ears. Alright, GB12. Opening up the brain. Let's open up memory on the left side while I'm at it. The olfactory nerve on the left side. The auricular nerve for the ear is what I was trying to remember. That's where I just hit memory. I couldn't remember auricular nerve. So I tapped on memory and then I remembered. I'm telling you, you know, I think my brain, today I just am tired. I don't know. So, too much sleep, I think, maybe sometimes, right? Whatever. So, but that just certainly worked immediately. I couldn't remember the name of auricular nerve for the ear. Tapped on the left side of the left frontal lobe, and voila, I remembered. So that's pretty impressive. Okay, so we're going to work on these other things later. But for Father John, let's come down the whole spine. Again, for the spine strength from C1 all the way down to sacrum 5. And opening up sacrum 1, 2, 3. Getting that bioelectricity down behind the knees. And down through the front of the legs and down to the feet for increased strength. Okay? All right. Cancer on the left side. Okay. So, yes, I'm so sorry. I read that earlier. Let me have a sip of my coffee here. So she had the surgery last time. So let's open up lungs. Okay, let's work on lung cancer right now for everybody. And we're also going to clean out the lungs and make the lungs super, super, super strong. Super woman, super man strength for the strength of the lungs. Okay, so let's start right at the brain stem, heart, lung, circulation. Lungs, lungs, lungs. C5, the phrenic nerve, coming around into the diaphragm and opening up the alveoli in the lungs to absorb more oxygen. Oh, more oxygen. All right, and then coming right down to T3 and K25, lung 1, lung 2, lungs, lungs, lungs. We want so much bioelectricity coursing through the entire brain, down through into the lungs, the whole chest cavity, the heart right now, the breast, okay, everything in the upper chest area, infiltrated with complete strength of as much bioelectricity as what we can muster up. Opening the lungs here, strengthening the lungs, oxygen, 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 bioelectricity, and circulation, oxygenated cells. This is what we need, okay? And let's put that into the mirror neurons in training in the mind that the lungs are healthy. Mirror neurons, top of the head, healthy lungs. And everything we've done so far in training into the mirror neurons of the brain, healthy eyes, healthy, the whole thing that we've done, opening the brain and tangling the brain with the universe, everything that we've already done, opening everything up into the mirror neurons and training inside of the brain, healthy lungs, healthy lungs, getting rid of all cancer, no more cancer, increased functioning of metabolism, of releasing all blockages, increasing oxygenated blood flow, so releasing all cancer from the body. All right, so coming right down from the brain, down through the lungs, down through the stomach, into every organ in the body, increasing the bioelectricity and oxygenated blood. And then anywhere there might be cancer, all right? So there's no metastases, preventing metastases and healing any metastases. Coming into the left hip, the right hip, down through the arms, into the hands, everywhere, bioelectricity, oxygenated blood, and healthy new cells. Sound good? Sounds really good to me. And right down into the feet. Yes, 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 yes. Ta-da! Okay. So that definitely will take care of the cancer. All right. And for Bo and... Okay, Bruce, wow, I just did you for the lungs, and I did the left hip and the right shoulder. Let's open up your right shoulder, Bruce. So stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, above the clavicle, coming down, C5, 6, 7, opening up all the nerves, coming out of the neck, coming down into the right shoulder. Let's open up and you know, in movement, remember I said yesterday, we want to make sure that we're moving and getting exercise into these parts of the body as well, so to ensure the circulation is as effective as what we want it to be by increasing our movement, okay, right? Yes. Hi, Julie. Okay, let's do CLL, healthy liver and kidneys. Let's work on that right now. Healthy blood. I saw you earlier online and you looked great. Absolutely great. Very, very healthy. In the sunlight. It was so great to see you online earlier. T1 and 2. Healthy blood being formed in the bone marrow in our body. Healthy blood. T1, T2. K27, 26. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Let me just take a minute here and really use the chi through my hands. We had a, Yvonne had, and Tom had a practitioner class today, which was pretty good. One of the things that, one of the first questions was if we can get affected by other people's energy or whatever, and we cannot, you know, with Tong Ren, because we are the conduit. We're just allowing the energy to flow through us from the universe to you and back and around and all around. The chi is just wonderful. So we're going now for healthy blood in the mirror neurons in the brain. Yes, I can feel that pulsing now. And we're going to go right to T1. And 2, and down to the spleen. For CLL, any blood disease. Healthy blood, healthy functioning of the bone marrow. So we're going to open up the parotid glands too. So C7, parotid glands, T1 and 2 for CLL. Let's come all the way down here from the bone marrow. Healthy blood, I'm telling you, Julie, you just look fabulous. Blood T1 to all the way down to T7, and then opening up the liver, T9 on the right-hand side, and K22. All of the vagus nerves infiltrating the liver as well. Healing chi. And down to the kidneys again at lumbar 2. And this is for John K. from Pennsylvania. Everyone with kidneys right now, lumbar 2. Healthy kidneys. Healthy chi. Healing chi. Strong bioelectric flow from the brain right down. From the life center is the medulla, the brainstem, down to the kidneys, the life force, life center to life force. All right. Okay. And right arm shoulder for your mom. So I hope you just felt a little of that working on Bruce. Let's open up for everybody's right shoulder right now. Stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, right? C5, 6, 7, right? Opening up the right shoulder blade area. And right down through the shoulder, down into the elbow, all the way down to your hand, Georgia, and then medulla. Brainstem for circulation, okay? And then we're going to use that, use the knife, okay, for this, coming all the way down to the legs for circulation. All right. So the hernia, coming down from the brainstem all the way down, opening up lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opening everything up from T7 all the way down to lumbar 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3 for the ED. And T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. All right. And then down to CV4 and CV6, and this is for the hernia from K22 down to CV4 and CV6. I would assume your RA means rheumatoid arthritis. All right, so renals we did already, Suzanne. So I'm hoping that you felt it, you know. Again, that's circulation, all right, renals. So it's the brainstem and down to your hands here, okay, and feet for people that also need the circulation in their feet. All right. Hi, Nadia. Nice to see you. And I have had a good week, and I hope everyone has had and will have a great week here. It is a holiday tomorrow, so I hope everyone enjoys the entire week. All right, so let's work on whole body health and pain-free. All right, so that would be opening up the hypothalamus GV22 for whole body health, our survival gland and the pituitary gland, and ensuring that our hypothalamus, our survival gland, is open, functioning, and just perfect in every way, and is the boss of the pituitary gland, which is signaling for whatever our body needs for good hormone balancing, okay? So we're releasing all our happy hormones and our healthy hormones and opening up all of our blockages, so the chi and the bioelectricity and our circulation is perfect. And a perfect body is what we envision and entrain in the mirror neurons at BL6 in the top of the head on each side. Total body health for each and every one of us. And there you have it. And pain-free would be the hormones. Okay. Thank you. I love my autumn flowers, too. They're so pretty. Okay, so hypothyroidism. Thank you, Karen. All right, so hypothyroidism is, of course, the thyroid. And again, whether it's hypo or hyper, we need those neural signals coming up into the brain, into our hypothalamus, dictating how to balance the thyroxine or whatever hormones, okay? So C5 thyroid, healthy thyroid, envisioning a healthy thyroid for all of us here. For everyone we know that might have thyroid issues, that's willing to receive this energy throughout the entire session today, you can think of that person and send this energy. Remember, everything is waves. Everything happens in waves. Our thoughts are so strong going out to everyone. So, and then the thyroxine or the signals, I mean, coming up to the hypothalamus inside of the brain tells the pituitary gland how to balance the thyroid. This is the way to do it, I'm telling you. There are so many other failed ways of dealing with hypo and hyperthyroidism. All right, there you go. So again, autoimmune, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Bone marrow, thymus gland, our T cells, not, I repeat, no, not attacking our own tissue and training that in our brain as well. T cells only attacking outside forces that are unhealthy for us. Nothing of our own bodies. There you go. Okay. Platelets. So that would be T1, again, for blood. K27, for blood. Healthy blood. I've got it. From Canada. Hi, Angela. Nice to have you. So T1 for your blood, okay? I hope you can feel that. Let me just soak some of that in for you going to Nova Scotia. Healthy blood for everybody. T1, K27. Thanks, okay. TMJ, Cynthia, osteoarthritis, leaky bladder. Okay, so let's do it here. TMJ is the trigeminal nerve at GB12. Let's open up the trigeminal nerve. It comes right over through the olfactory nerve, or in that area above the ear, through the temple, down through the jaw, and back up around again. Same thing on both the other side. Whatever side of the dial you're tapping on, GB12, the bottom of the skull, right behind next to the ear. This is where also you can also massage your point right there, okay? The skull is ends, that's the bottom of the skull, right? And then the first indentation as you move towards the brainstem is GB12, and that is where the trigeminal nerve circles around over the ear, through the jaw, and back up around again. Balancing this trigeminal nerve. Relaxing, and then relaxing stomach 9, 10, 11, 12. Going up to the jaw as well. All right. Leaky bladder. Let's strengthen again from T7. Down to sacrum 1, 2. Bladder. Sacrum 2, bladder. Strengthening the bladder, bioelectricity, circulation, and CV4 and CV6. Okay, and pain, again, is releasing from the pituitary gland hormones to deal with pain. Inflammation, getting rid of any inflammation, of course, is autoimmune, an immune system, but the parotid gland. So let's open up the parotid gland one more time. It is our fountain of youth, as it keeps everything moist and it's anti-inflammatory. It just works, okay? Right below GB12, right where I was telling you the first indentation on the brain skull bone there on the occipital ridge on both sides. All right, that worked. All right, so, okay, water on the brain. We need to open up the tissue between the scalp and the skull. That will definitely help to increase the bioelectricity and the circulation in and around the skull, inside of the skull, outside of the skull as well. So let's just like relax, okay, for a moment. I want all of us together to relax our neck and our shoulders, increasing the blood flow up into the brain, relaxing what we can consciously do, the tissue between the scalp and the skull. All right. And then increasing the bioelectricity of all of the cranial nerves, C1, 2, 3, 4, and the circulation to the brain itself, all right, to all parts of the brain to do, get the water situation resolved. And the parotid gland again. All right, that is the inflammation, okay? Weight loss is increasing brown fat activity, which eats white fat. All right, so brown fat to the rescue again. Brown fat to the rescue. T123, right hand side. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, both sides. The girl and hormone, growth hormones, getting rid of brown fat. And just quickly, I'll shrink your stomach for you right now for everybody. And again, this is going to do whatever you need the chi to do to your whole stomach and digestive system. Wow, I can really feel that. Wow. The chi is really strong. Not bad. Okay, so believe that is for you. I'm glad, Karen, you're tapping along. All right, so Dove Doula. Hi, Lori Beth from Chicago. And let's tap for amyloidosis. Okay. One of my first clients, after I got my massage license, I was doing Tuina with Tom Tam for years before I ever became a licensed massage therapist to work there full time. However, after I did do that, one of my first clients had amyloidosis, and increasing the bioelectricity, opening up the blockages to T1 is imperative, since it is the bone marrow that creates these little buggers, the amyloids, and we don't want that. So let's increase, again, the bioelectricity, circulation, and healing chi to the bone marrow to stop producing the amyloids, okay? T1 bone marrow. No more amyloids, only healthy blood cells coming from the bone marrow. Whatever is healthy that we need for the bone marrow, T1. And again, healthy bone marrow, no amyloids, mirror neuron, imprinting that in your mind, brain cells, physically. Okay, and T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, K27 down to K22. And for hearing loss, we want to open up again GB12. Cranial nerve, it looks like you have 6, 7, 11. I'm not sure if that's what you mean. All right. Okay, John, you're so welcome. Dolly, I did not, but I noticed yesterday, I looked at the request from yesterday, and I didn't really get your request that well yesterday from the class yesterday, so, and I didn't see it earlier today, so if you could add it again, I would appreciate it, but okay, so we have plenty of time. And I'm glad that Bo, okay, and thank you. Oh, my God, this can't be the end. I mean, what time is it? It's 4:23 already? I don't understand. So, Dolly, quickly, I can look through to see if I can find you, okay? No, you're not on here, Dolly. So, quickly type in your request, okay? In the meantime, I am going to really, really secure great healing energy for everyone. We're going to do sciatica again right now, too, while Dolly is typing in her request for me, all right? Because I know that I did miss a couple of people yesterday, but we're getting better at it. Our new helper, Al, if you're on today, thank you so very much for your wonderful work, and anyway, all right, let me use my hands for a minute, okay, for everybody right now, we don't have as many people on today, 25, so usually, oh, thank you, I just got it. How about lymph? I'll do lymph. Okay, let's do lymph. I'll do lymph before Dolly, okay, thank you. All right, strong, health, vibrant, let's do lymph, T1, 2, 3, lymphatic system, and K25, so let's work on lymph, T3. Really make sure our lymphatic system is working as it should, that all of our lymph nodes are healthy, moving everything along through the whole lymphatic system as it should, and getting rid of all the junk in our body and all that stuff, okay? And that is T3 and K25. Okay, so here we go, Dolly. Arthritis in my lower back. All right, so let's do arthritis, okay? I know a lot of people have mentioned that today, and osteoarthritis. So let's start at C7 for the parathyroid glands for just overall healthy bone for everybody. And sending this to my brother as well for parathyroid. C7, T1, T2, the thymus gland, T3, the lymphatic system and the lungs, T4, the skin, skin and breast and hair follicles, the heart at T5. I mean, I know this is more than the immune, but that's okay. Coming right down through the diaphragm into the spleen for more healthy blood. The B cells primarily, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And that's for arthritis in the lower back. So we're going to come all the way down, T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, releasing serotonin and dopamine in the small intestine, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way through the vertebrae down through sacrum 1, 2, 3. Increased bioelectricity and blood flow. And making sure that the T cells will relieve any pain, and then making sure that the T cells are stopping the eating our own tissue, you know, the joints and arthritis, all right? Okay, insomnia for your spouse, Nick, Pat, sorry. All right, so for insomnia, we want to open up the whole left side, starting at T5, coming all the way down to the waist, all right? So T5 all the way down, T5 all the way down here. Okay, and then also we want to balance the brain for the sleep rhythms. Neck and shoulder, okay. Yeah, okay, so we did this. All right, so we, Dolly, did you come on late? Because I did the stomach thing, but that's okay. I can do it again. That's all right. It's a holiday weekend. That's, I'm sure a lot of people are away, so that's, I mean, we usually get like up to 30 people on the class, which is, or more. So I'm so happy to have all of you that are with me today. Thank you. So the class that I am doing is going to start at 11 o'clock before this class. Okay, on November 1st, it'll be on Zoom. I might do it on Hayroll so I can use a larger camera. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do yet. All right, so there you go for the right arm. And then lymphatic system we did. I'm going to do the weight loss after this, okay? My left for the other side of the leg. My left. Gina's enjoying the hot sheet. Good. I'm so glad. Okay. All right, so let's do the weight loss thing one more time here. I'm going to shrink everybody's stomach. But again, this chi that I'm sending into the belly here is going to do what you need it to do for you. So in case Bobby needs any help with the lactose intolerance stuff, this will work in that way for him, for instance, okay? I'm going to bring all this energy right down here. La, la, la. La, la, la. Okay, so I did the whole doll, all right, just now. That felt pretty good. Let me see if there's anything else here. Sorry. All right. Yes, I did learn how to do the stomach thing from Tom. How many years ago, Karen? Criminy Crickets, we met in Haverhill many, many, many years ago. In those wonderful seats we had at the Red Sox game through your company, it was great. Great time. Good memories. And thank you all for donating when you do to the through Tong Ren. It definitely helps with all the work that we do. We're so happy to share. And the waves, the healing chi is just so amazing and wonderful. And I'm so grateful to be part of everything that we're doing here and to be learning from Tom. I have never stopped learning from Tom in the over 25 years of knowing him. And it's amazing. So thank you so much, everyone, today. Have a wonderful weekend. and I'll see you soon.